Good morning. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. You are looking at another edition of the Sideline Junkies NFL Sunday Rise, week number 15. Powered by what kind of laptop are you running over there, KG?
Chromebook.
Chromebook, powered by Lenovo, powered by whatever you want to power by. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning. We got some stuff to get into today. Good morning to the gentleman. I got the Midnight Rider. Good morning, sir.
What's going on, man?
And the big guy KG that just blacked out. He's here. He's there somewhere. Oh,
he went. Oh, ready. I had to get ready, baby.
Oh, I thought he was wearing. I was wearing a church choir gown or something. I thought he was going.
Had to break out the Brian Johnson special.
Oh my goodness. Baby. It still looked mint too. You know how long you had that?
It's been almost It's been 18 years.
That's crazy. That still looks good.
Yeah, because you gave it to me in 06. And it stayed.
Can you turn around? Because some of our young viewers don't know what the hell that is.
It's warm moon, right?
But you know, some of our younger viewers and some of the older viewers don't know the history of football and stuff. And don't know what the hell's going on right there.
This is
they might have thought it was a FUBU jersey or something. You know what I'm saying? So
we
official
1993 Houston Oilers game jersey.
Yeah, when you first came on the screen, I thought you was like the St. Augustine Baptist Church. Something coming on.
St. Augustine Rock by the road.
That's right, by the third rock. Yo, real quick. Just think about it. You've never heard of a Second Baptist Church of any city.
Yes, so right.
First Baptist. That's
it's
it.
Second Baptist.
Where you seen the Second Baptist?
You got a Second Baptist in Virginia. You got a Second Baptist in D.C.
Don't even argue with him.
I'm not going to argue with him.
I've seen there before, so I know.
Don't argue. Don't even argue with him.
I've been there in my travels. Let's just say that. They're rare, but they're there.
All right, what about Third Baptist?
Now that you'll never see.
Okay. All right. Then thanks for killing the first joke. But
well, I got to keep you accurate. What you want me to do?
It's all good, man.
You know what? Something I didn't put on the agenda. Let's talk about the Chargers axing Brandon Staley. And I mean, you know, you wish some other teams would get on board and just stop letting the train fall into the ravine and just burn.
That's already in the works. It's already been said. It's already it's written in stone.
We'll see.
It's written in stone. If you're talking about what I think you're talking about, that particular head coach, as well as some people in the front office, will not have a job come Black Monday.
This Black Monday, you're saying?
No. You know, Black Monday, the Monday after the last game.
Okay. January 8th.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
I got to continue this little streak I'm on.
We'll see. We shall see. Fellas, we'll be starting at first.
Well, we can recap Saturday. Well, yesterday, you know, that was a trying day for me. Fantasy football playoffs started, and Jared Goff went off and dropped 41 points yesterday.
I stopped.
That's it? Fantasy. Yeah. Oh, time out. How does he only have 41 points when he had 5 touchdowns?
He had 41 points. Did he throw a pick? What did he have? No picks? He took 2 sacks. We take off for sacks.
What?
And he only had 278. If he'd have threw for 300, would have been more.
So you're telling me 278 yards, 5 touchdowns, only equals 41 points? What kind of communist system you got working over here in your league point system? That's a 50 burger at minimum.
You always got something to say about the daggone points. That's what I mean.
Omar Gaddafi over here running points like, goodness gracious.
Yeah, yeah, you say that, but you got free health care. I can send you anywhere to school. I'm creating one whole entire currency for the whole entire continent. I'm giving you everything else, and you're complaining about daggone points. You want to call me Muammar Gaddafi? I'm giving you everything you want to complain about points. Now you're going to have America come in here thinking I treat you bad.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. This is amazing.
The names and the topics we talk about on this podcast, I got the Sideline Junkie Studios getting raided sometime soon. I'm just saying, because it's, the block is hot, baby. The block is hot.
Hold up. Let me see. I gotta see what the points are in the other league now. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Check this. That we're gonna wait for this. Because I want to know too. I want to know too. This
is crazy. Shoot, where am I even going?
The Midnight Rider is so appalled, he don't even know how to operate his phone right now.
Yeah, man, this is ludicrous.
Next thing you know, you're going to say I'm cheating and I give myself daggone championships. I don't have to give myself a championship. I earned them. Hey, I'm trying to repeat. If I can't, I can't. But I would love to repeat this season.
Speaking of championships, I love that you posted that Bob Pettit clip. Remember, Bob Pettit won me the 2K champ, Sideline Junkie Championship we did a couple years back.
Yes, he did.
Remember, he was
dogged everybody.
He dogged everybody on that team I put together, almost unstoppable. Ran through. Right. What we got? Midnight Rider.
Nah, because I guess him and Chris Russell, they are in the Federation together. Because in the Chris Russell league, it's like 35 points. Like what? Two leagues that I was
generous. The big guy vindicated.
Yes, indeed.
Hey,
let's get Matt in the chat, man. We need Matt Catlin. Yeah, we need some of those guys in the group to talk about the number of points for Jared Goff. Show what real leagues do.
Hopefully they be here in a second and they can once we see them pop in, we'll have to repost that question.
Yeah, man, because that's five touchdowns just can't be 40 points. Not even 31. That's just injustice.
Injustice.
The fact that the Cowboys scored like multiple touchdowns and you get less than 10 points, that's an injustice. But let's carry on to yesterday's games, because we had some interesting stuff going on yesterday.
We did. T. Higgins was cited yesterday. How about that?
A rare T. Higgins sighting.
Hey, I'm glad because I picked him up in fantasy late to make my run.
Four receptions, 61 yards, two touchdowns.
So I must have him in the other league.
Now I'm trying to get to my fantasy because it's like I just been right off everything.
Well, so, let me ask you, gentlemen, a question. Speaking of yesterday, are the Vikings done after those wins with Dobbs? Are the Vikings done? You know, they're starting Mullins. Mullins is 26-33 for 303, two touchdowns, and two picks.
How many picks?
Two.
Hmm.
I think that was – didn't you say he was going to throw two picks?
Yeah, I think I did it. Yeah.
But now it seems like the Vikings are slumping, but the Bengals are surging.
The Bengals got the right schedule down the stretch. We talked about it again.
Yes.
It's all about the schedule.
Yep.
And the Bengals, the Bengals, Colts, and the Texans have very favorable schedules, which is going to make it hard for the Bills to climb back into the playoff picture. So what we had on that game, you had the Vikings, you had the under. X and I had the Bengals. Because of the field goal, the points were a push, but the over did hit. That and the Mullins two turnovers. So that was the Vegas part of that section.
Okay.
Next up, Steelers versus Colts. It was a controversy that I don't know if you gentlemen are familiar with that came out of this game, but let's get to the game first. Colts doing Colt things. They had their 1950s throwbacks on. So I wonder if this is throwback weekend. I would love for it to be all over the NFL. But a 30-13 win over the Steelers. Trubisky, 16-23, 169, a touchdown, two picks. Gardner Minshew, 18-28, 215, and three touchdowns. What's the boy name? I got him. No Jonathan Taylor again. He was inactive. That thumb. I hope he gets better because I'm going to need him after this week. Gentlemen, a controversy has arose, and I found this out on Twitter last night. And I didn't want to say anything because I was like, I'm not going to feed into it. But some people are calling for Mike Tomlin's head. Not because of the play on the field, but due to the shirt that he was wearing on the sideline.
And what shirt was that? I didn't see this.
The shirt. What did it say? Hold on. I got to find it. It was a shirt. It was a shirt that everybody was wearing, a variation of the same type of shirt on the sideline. But it seemed like Mike Tomlin was the one that was getting the backlash behind it, and he's actually trending on Twitter. The shirt said justice, opportunity, freedom, equity. Now, every coach was wearing a variation of this shirt on the sideline, but Mike Tomlin was the only one that this particular group of people wants to have fired. And a lot of it was saying, you know, hashtag Tomlin, this is what happened when you hire around equity rather than equal opportunity. Go woke, go broke.
We on a mission already.
Maybe if Tomlin was worried less about being woke, Pittsburgh Steelers would be a better team. He was wearing a shirt that the NFL sanctioned for all the coaches to wear, but he was the one that got the backlash. So this controversy is coming up from these folks, and they're using their favorite term, which is woke. And you know, they mean the word woke so much to the point where it's like, I'm like BJ, I'm tired of hearing it.
But the problem with the word is they use it in the wrong context.
Yes, they do.
And it's just like, it's just, if you have a different opinion, then you're woke. And it's not even what the word woke is supposed to mean or supposed to be about. So, like, I just find it just ignorant that we're even in this stage of wokeness, because it's not being woke. But I'll digress and let you take the rest. So I'll digress.
I'm not even gonna get into it, because if I get into it, we might wind up losing everything. So I'll keep that side separate. You want to hear my thoughts? You can just hit me up. It's hard to handle. 81 on Twitter. I'll give you my thoughts.
Here's the thing. Talked about it last week. These are people that don't watch football, that don't know a lick about Mike Tomlin. These are your people, and it happens all across the board. It's not just, you know, NFL. It happens all across the board, where now you have these people on the internet that can get fake mad about whatever subject they can get mad about. These people, then we don't know if they're bots. You know what I'm saying? It's just so much that goes into this now. I wouldn't pay any attention to it. People like us, football people, people around the NFL, they know Mike Tomlin. They know what he stands on. And his team will vouch for him. The owners will vouch for him. I don't think he has anything to worry about at all. We're not talking to, you know, is this the group of people that are trying to get Mike Tomlin fired? Trying to find anything to get him fired for whatever reason. And if you're trying to get Mike Tomlin out of him, guess what? It's there'll be teams lined up across the league waiting to throw the red to get him to come to America treatment, where they're throwing the rose petals on him, opening the door. So just be careful what you wish for. You know, things take a minute to turn around when it's that bad, but I ain't gonna get into it.
And you know the funny part is one of my boys is still a fan. If he used different language, we would probably have him on the show, but because his language is always way out there in Rantville, and I like our jobs. Let's just put it like this.
I don't know. We might have to bite the bullet and pull them on here, and then we just have somebody had to debout a plug at the wall like this. Just in case.
You might get 45 seconds. Because let me see if I can pull up the real quick. It looks like Olave is out today for anybody that has Chris Olave.
Yeah, they said they were gonna test his ankle out in pregame to see what was going on.
Let's see. Where's the text message from last night? Here we go. They need to hang the beep and get his ass out of town.
What? Ho! Whoa, the beep?
Yeah. Oh.
The beep, beep, beep.
The N-word.
No, wow.
Oh, okay.
So like I said, guys, certain guests we can't have. Trust me, I know my boys. Some of my boys get a little too far. But back to the game. In the Vegas section of this, looks like KG took the Colts. I took the Colts. X took the Steelers. Xavier was wrong on all of his picks on this game. The over barely hit, so I hit the over. The Colts and the 1.5 hit. KG was just wrong on the under on this ball game. Now I'm back to you guys.
Xavier says they are couch potatoes that don't watch football and start stuff for no reason.
Right. It's just like, what's that group? The NAGA with the Native American group?
Yeah.
That's trying to, yeah.
That aren't really Native Americans.
Right. They just want to start stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving right along. The final game that was last night. The Detroit Lions get back on track, 42-17 over the Broncos, stop the Broncos' momentum. Like I said, Jared Goff, 24-34, 278, 5 TDs, 42 points in fantasy. Russell Wilson didn't bust a goddamn grape in fantasy. Glad I didn't start him. 18-32, 223, and a TD.
Wait, hold on. What you mean you glad you didn't start him? I told you, Russ doesn't cook. He microwaves. Like, that alone should tell you everything.
Hold on. The 2 weeks that I had to start him, he dropped 25 both weeks. But I get more from Sam Howell. So I'm okay. I'm all right. Sam Howell gives me a slow 26-27.
Okay. So this is a good day for everybody.
24, but then he'll get back up to like 28. So it's slow.
This was a good game for everybody in the group.
Huh?
I said this was a good game for everybody in the group.
Yes. We had to see if the Broncos were for real and if the Lions were for real. So
yeah, so everybody on Thursday picked the Lions. Everybody took the points. Everybody looks like they took the over. And I think Gibbs had 2 touchdowns, right?
Is it 2 touchdowns? I just hate it. He had 11 for 100 in a touchdown, unless he had a receiving touchdown.
Look at his receiving yards.
Hold on. Play a stat.
Receiving yards.
Hold on. He had a receiving touchdown. Yeah.
You're welcome. Go back, watch the tape. Said he had he's going to have 2 TDs.
Xavier said, don't let him cook.
But no, yesterday games were good. It was good to have something on TV because I couldn't watch a Hallmark movie or anything else. I was ready for some football. I'm not ready for college basketball. Basketball for me, for some reason, just I don't know what's going on. But I do think Washington has something special in Bilal Coulibaly. But that's for another show and another date.
Well, I'm ready for college basketball because
All y'all gonna do is lose.
Shoot, no, Georgetown been winning.
Who would y'all play? The Little Sisters of the Poor?
Your point being?
The School of the Blind?
They play 14th Street University.
But guess what? You do that before January. You get all those games in so you can win.
Here we go. Maybe John Thompson.
Stop it. See, look, I done rubbed off on my damn kid. Basketball isn't the same anymore. Back in my day,
I done rubbed off on my damn kid. Damn shame part about it is X probably looking at 1993 like he watched it, talking about back in my day, back in 93. Let me tell you something, young fella.
It happens, man. It happens. Let's get to this.
Let's get cooking, man. Ho, ho. Before we do anything else, did we do the
No, we did not. We did not.
Yeah.
You want to handle that or you want me to handle that?
Go ahead. You can handle that.
So, we have a sponsorship with Fort Mose. If you have a whiskey drinker, a bourbon drinker, a rye drinker in your family, Christmas is coming up. You need something to get, you know, something that'll hit that spot for Christmas. Go to buyfortmose.com. That's www.buyfortmose.com/discount/maniacs. Use our discount code and get your sipper something tasty for Christmas. But also get you something tasty for New Year's Eve. Oh. What the fuck are y'all laughing at?
I'm about to turn the show left, but I can't even get it out. Oh, see? Man.
Oh, I saw it in his face. I was like, yo.
I would be a horrible actor. I just can't keep it straight. I was going to say, look, buy a bottle for your favorite homeless person to keep them warm this winter.
All right, let's go. Come on. Woo. Woo. Blue 80, Omaha. Here we go.
Thank you. All right. Getting back out of here.
Back on track. Let's go.
Oh, Xavier got you. Back in my day, we drove to the basket and shot mid-range shots. Says the kid that attempts at least 15 threes every game. I had to tell him you got to develop a mid-range game first. But anyway.
All right, guys.
Every line,
let's get back on track.
Every line that we got coming is brought to you by FanDuel, our official, unofficial line partner. We need to reach out to them on Twitter and say, hey, we use y'all for our lines and everything. We would love to do a sponsorship with y'all, endorsement. What is it called? Help me out.
So next week we'll have my code for FanDuel. Or somebody just put their code up, so that way if anybody wants to join FanDuel, we can get that the referral.
Yeah,
we can do it that way, man. So hold on. Let me go back because I just saw a quick update that we probably want to let people know about. So it looks like CJ Stroud is inactive. Devon Achane is active. Tyreek Hill inactive, Olave inactive, Aaron Jones is active. Real quick, sorry about that. I know everybody's in their fantasy playoffs, so.
Yeah, I'm trying to win here.
Shout out to my boy, Clarence Jeter, aka Rad. He hit me up yesterday because he had a dilemma with Jared Goff and another quarterback. And I told him, you gotta stick to the guy that brought you to the dance. You know, sometimes you can't get fancy in the fantasy playoffs. And in his league, hopefully Goff got him more than 40 points. But
we gotta run through this.
Let's go. I'm ready.
First game up. The reason why I'm wearing the powder blue. I just wanted to cover this game because of this. The Houston Texans visit the former team that was in Houston, which were called the Oilers. Oh, I got to take that graphic down so BJ can see. BJ, give me them stats there, brother.
I got you. I'm coming in hard. Houston Texans. They are 13th in points at 22 a game. Points allowed a game, 21 and a half, 16. Total yards a game, 354 at ninth. Passing yards, fourth at 258. 96 yards rushing a game, that's good for 26. And yards allowed a game, 342, 20th. Turnover differential, seventh, plus seven, good for fourth in the league. The home team, the Tennessee Titans, 18 and a half points a game, towards the bottom of the league at 26. Points allowed a game, 21, 17th. Yards a game, 300, 24th. Also 24th in passing at 193. Rushing the ball, 106 at 18th. Yards allowed, 339. Good for 17th in the league. And turnover differential, 26 at negative 6. A game, gentlemen. No CJ Stroud today, right?
Yep, CJ Mills, or whatever his name is.
I'm gonna have to. What's the line? We got the line up.
Yeah, let me give you the line back. That is right.
Yo, this is some real hater stuff you're doing, bro. Like every time you put the lines up, you always take out my face. I don't know what we on here, man. That's yo. This is ridiculous. I demand respect. Put some respect on my name.
Oh my goodness. With no CJ Stroud today, I'ma ride with the Titans on this one. I think we're gonna go over that 37 and a half. I think that who's starting for? It's not Davis Mills. Who's starting for
the Texans? Yeah, that's what it is.
It's Davis Mills. I actually like Davis Mills. I think it won't be as clean as what CJ Stroud was doing. I think they'll get some points on the board to put that over. But I'm gonna roll with the Titans, but I'm gonna take the Texans to cover. I don't think the Titans are gonna walk away from this. I'm gonna take just over the 37 and a half, and I'm gonna take the Texans to cover the 3.5. I think this is gonna be one of those 17-19, or it's gonna be like 21-24 type games.
Yeah, you need it in that. If you're taking the over, you need it on that 21.
Well, I know, and I know that I need that 24, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a 17-19, uh-huh. You know, one of those type games. But I think I'm gonna stay with the over on this. So give me the over. I'm taking the Titans to win the game, but I'm taking the Texans to cover that 3.5.
Let me. you know what? I'm not even doing my part of the show where I'm writing this down.
Now, BJ, so while you do that, let me go ahead and just say my I'm not gonna waste my hot pick or my hot take on this one. I'm gonna go with this. I think this game is gonna hit the over. I think it's gonna be 24-21. So I think we're gonna have about 45 points in this ball game. I think the Titans will win it. And I think Will Levis will throw for 3 touchdowns.
You know, before I knew that CJ Stroud was out, I actually picked the Texans to win this one.
I got to go back into ESPN and change my pick.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. I'm going to go the Texans win, but I'm going with the under. So let me go Texans and the under. So. Next up, the Buffalo Bills visit. I'm sorry, the Dallas Cowboys visit the Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park. Dallas is a 2.5 point underdog. Over under is 49.5. Let me pull them stats up for my boss BJ. That way we can really get
in. Here goes the graphic again. Let's go. Just block me out.
I'm not even blocking you out.
There we go. All right, let's dive into these league rankings brought to you by Bleacher Report. The visiting Dallas Cowboys, they are first in the league at points at 32.4. They're fourth in points allowed at 17. They're fourth total yards a game at 381. Second in passing yards, 262. 11th in rushing, 118 a game. Third in yards allowed, 289. And plus 10 on the turnover differential. That's good for third in the league. The hometown Buffalo Bills, they're scoring 26 a game, good for six. They are scoring points allowed, 18, good for fifth. Total yards, 378, good for fifth. Passing yards, good for fifth at 256. Rushing yards, 122, good for 10th, thanks to James Cook. Yards allowed a game, 321, good for 15th. And turnover differential, plus two, set them at 12th in the league. Big guy KG, can you bring up that line again by FanDuel, the FanDuel line?
You got it.
What are we looking at here? I know, what's it? 2.5
Buffalo. I'm working this.
See, here's the thing. You know, I love my boys to death, and they got to win out. And I think the scenario that they're hoping for is that Miami trip up on the way and that they can make that last game of the year for the division. I think that's what they need. I think that's probably, you know, I know it's a whole bunch of other scenarios of teams losing where they could be a wild card. But, you know, it is what it is at this point. They have to win out the rest of the way. I just don't think that's going to happen today. Buffalo just hasn't proven to me that they can go through a game without shooting themselves on the foot or starting off where they look like the offense of old in the first quarter and a half, only to go back and regress and not be able to move the ball anymore the rest of the game. And I think they're going to pay for that with Dallas today. I'm going to take – oh, hold on. Before I take the over – let me see what the weather is in Orchard Park. Before I take the over, I should have did that on the last game. What's the weather on Orchard Park today? 48, moderate rain, wind 9 miles an hour. So, I'm going to take Dallas. Take Dallas to points, and I'm taking the over. I just don't – I think Dallas is moving really good right now. They, you know, Buffalo's just having too much trouble. And you're asking that Buffalo defense today without A.J. Espinosa, and they're missing somebody else. Somebody else is inactive also. I can't remember who it is. I know A.J. Espinosa is not there. If somebody else on the defense is not playing also. Micah Hyde, Mr. Problem Neck. Micah Hyde isn't playing today. I mean, I don't know if that's a plus or minus. He's on the field. He's not doing anything anyway. So give me the Dallas Cowboys covering the 2.5 and give me the over on the 49.5. And then, unfortunately, I think that's going to bury the Buffalo Bills playoff hopes.
So breaking news, my boy got 49 points from having Jared Goff in his lineup last night. Just wanted to put it out there. We're about equal opportunity and, you know, equality. So on this ball game here, I like Dallas. I think Dallas is playing good ball. And if I remember, Dallas was in their ride five, right?
Yes.
Okay, so just because of that alone, I'm taking Dallas just because they have arrived. I'm taking them to cover, of course, because it's -2.5. So I'm taking them to win, be covering that. And then I think this ball game is going to go over. And I think tonight you get something special. I think Dalton Kincaid gets you a touchdown and over 100 yards. And I think who's Dallas's tight end? Is Jake Ferguson or something like that? I think that's his name. Whoever Dallas's tight end, don't even worry about it. I know it ain't Novacek or should Benny Cunningham.
Should be a Hall of Famer.
So let's just say it that way. But I think the Dallas Cowboys tight end gets him a touchdown too. So we're gonna get three tight end touchdowns today.
Okay. I'm going to go Buffalo. You said Dallas in the over, right?
Dallas over. Yes, sir.
I'm going to go the opposite way again this week. It worked out for me last week. I'm going to go opposite again this week. And I'm going to go Bills. I'm going to go Bills, but the under. Because the Bills keep it close. I think they can do it. But it's nothing against the Cowboys. The Cowboys got to be brought down to earth and then built back up. It's like a champion. I mean, if Dallas was a champion, you'd be able to understand what I'm saying. But if you bring them down and then let them build back up, that way they can run into the playoffs and they don't run out of steam. That's the problem that Dallas has had for years. They'll run into the playoffs and then get into the playoffs and they run into a buzzsaw that's not even as good as them. And they shit the bed. So you need to fall off a little bit. Just not take your foot off the brake, but they need to be humble just a little bit so they can be like, all right, I'm back being hungry again because we can be beat. That's okay.
Can I say this before we move on? If you're going down the stretch, the last team you want to see on your schedule is the Buffalo Bills. Because correct. If they come to play, they can score anybody in the league. And they'll have these spurts on defense where they're very good. They're just not consistent. And that's where it kills me, where I can't pick them because Dallas has been consistent. But if you're fighting for that seventh spot, and you see Buffalo on the schedule, Miami better be very careful because if Buffalo wins today, they take on a Chargers team now that doesn't have Justin Herbert. I'm not trying to move too far in the future. But the rest of their schedule looks favorable for them now, all of a sudden that they beat the Dallas Cowboys. Miami hasn't been able to beat Buffalo. So, you go down to I think it's the last game in Miami. I think the last game for them is in Miami. So now you can't do the whole, having them sit in the sun in September. It's not going to be like that. So not trying to get too far ahead of myself. They have to beat Dallas today, which I didn't pick them to do. So.
Okay. Next up is
real quick, they are at Miami for the final game of the season.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
So it's Cowboys, Chargers, Patriots, Dolphins. That schedule then lightened up real nicely for y'all.
When Justin Herbert got hurt, that went real favorable. But remember, they lost to the Patriots earlier this year. So
and just for equity, the Dolphins in their season with Jets, Cowboys, Ravens, Bills.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yes, ooh. Sir. Yes, sir.
Hold on. Before we move on to Philly and Seattle, if Buffalo wins this game today, Miami has a chance to drop those two games to Dallas and the Ravens because the Dolphins have not proved when they step on the field with a top 6-7 team, that they're part of that conversation. They haven't proven that. So you could be talking about the Dolphins.
No, I was gonna say the Dolphins right now are 9-4, mm-hmm. Buffalo 7-6. So here comes our questions, and this is what we talk about on this show. Like, we give you information about what's going on down the stretch that everybody doesn't give you. We're not talking about life stories. We ain't talking about Tyreek Hill and all that stuff. We ain't doing all that other jazz. We giving you information that's going to help you figure out the rest of your season as a fan and as a person that watches sports.
Hey, man, that just perked me up a little bit because it looked doom and gloom when they went on their bye week. Buffalo did, Philly, Kansas City, Dallas, bang, bang. You know, you're in a heavyweight match. You know, took three blows and one more, it's just like I'm gonna have to go to sleep on this mat for a little bit, But it's gonna be very interesting. Like I said, the best case scenario for Buffalo is to win out and beat Miami in the year and be sitting at the top of the AFC East where they should be already. But we're not even going into that. That's a whole different show. I'm gonna have to create a show called Buffalo Talk with the Boss BJ. That's what it's had to be.
You need a co-host, let me know, man. I got you.
Yeah, I ain't 10-4. You gonna get to some of those comments, KG?
Yeah, Xavier says, give me the Texans with the over. He also says,
what's happening, right? I didn't call him. I didn't call him. He just comes.
Whoa. Balls.
He wants to be a part of the show.
Okay. All right, next up, we have the Battle of the Birds, the Philadelphia Eagles, 3.5 point favorites over the Seattle Seahawks. Over-under is 46.5.
Brought to you by FanDuel.
Brought to you by FanDuel. That is absolutely correct. Now, let me get this right so I don't cover the Midnight Rider face up, because, you know, I don't want to ever cover up his face.
Same, man. I'm a brand. I'm like Pepsi.
I don't care if you put a chokehold on and call it blue dog shit. see, that's you come into my club. You say words like in.
You getting that look, ain't you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I use that in my everyday life. That's why she looked at me like that.
Hey, look. The visiting Philadelphia Eagles, they come in they're going into Seattle 7th in points at 26 points a game. 28th in the league in points allowed at 24. Total yards a game, 358. That's good for 8th. They are 14th in the league in passing at 234. They are 8th in the league at 124 rushing the ball. Yards allowed, 353. Good for 23rd. And turnover differential, -4, good for 21st. The hometown Seattle Seahawks, 18th in points at 21.5 a game. They're allowing 24 points a game. That formula isn't mathing. That's good for 25th in the league. Total yards, 324, good for 20th. Passing yards, 232, good for 16th. Rushing, 92 a game, 28th. They're 28th also in yards allowed a game at 367. +1 on the turnover differential at 14th. The big guy, give me that line again, brought to you by FanDuel.
Coming right up.
I think
I got to move fast.
When I saw this line, when I typed it up, I said Philly's losing the faith of Vegas. Because before these last 3 weeks, Buffalo game, the Dallas game, the 49ers game, I think this would have been 7. This would have been 7 or a 10-point spread for Philly. But Vegas ain't too sure about Philly now. That's why it's only 3.5. Seattle ain't, you know.
Well, you right in line, though. And I'll tell you how you right in line. So with Vegas, home team gets 3. So if you take the home team getting 3, you add the 3.5. What did you just say, 7?
Yeah, yep.
So we're at 6.5, technically. If we don't add that equation. So Vegas is right on point. This is what Vegas do, and Vegas is right on line.
I'm sorry, guys. I got to.
Nah, you good, man. But no, the seven, what you're talking about is right there. It's built in because Vegas is figuring that 3 for Seattle, being home, and then a 3.5. So your 7 is built into this whole thing. So it's not a loss of faith. I think the issue is for Philly is Philly's been through the grinder the last 5-6 weeks with the opponents they face. I'd love to see their strength of schedule. And that's what you're seeing the byproduct of is just them being in a situation where they've had to grind and deal with some very good teams.
Apologize for that. I'm trying to.
No, you good, man.
Trying to get my DoorDash order together. I ordered some groceries. So, now look. I'm going to take Philly. I'm gonna take the 3.5, and I'm gonna take the over 46.5. I've been saying this for the last 3 shows. The last 3 Sunday rides. It was 2. Philly got exposed. Philly ain't the same Philly. Philly ain't the same Philly. If you with me when I read those stats, they're having problems on defense. Points allowed, yards allowed, turnover differential. Look, y'all get me wrong. The tush push looks great. It looks good. You know, when they're rolling the offense and you see A.J. Brown making all these catches, it's great. And you can't stop anybody on the other side. It's a big problem. So I'm not following my gut here. I'm going to let you know that. But I'm going to take Philly in the 3.5, and I'm going to take Seattle in the 46. I'm going to take the over in the 46.5. I want to take Seattle. That's what my gut is telling me to take Seattle. But I'm going to lean with Philly, and I'm going to lean with the majority. So give me Philly, the 3.5, and the over 46.5.
All right. I don't know where your gut was taking you, because you just totally didn't believe in your gut.
No, yeah, my gut. My like gut even, is even,
my even gut if you gave your gut some love, you'd have gave your gut the Seattle with the 3.5 or the plus 3.5. But
see, I feel like Seattle's offense can't keep up. That's what I feel like.
All right, so even though I'm messing with you, I think I like Philly. I like Philly with the 3.5, and I like the 46.5 over. I think this is a ball game where maybe Philly gets right. They don't have an elite pass rush coming after them this week like they've had in weeks before. I think they have an opportunity to steal something here. So I think this is the moment or the second that they get to breathe a little bit from this stretch that they've been playing in. Again, like I said, I would love to see this from the schedule. But even still, we put that to the side. I think Philly wins this ball game outright. You know what? I think because it's – what's this? This is December. So if he's active, look for a little Boston Scott. This is his time of year. Boston Scott, if he's available and active on the roster, this is the time of year where he'll get a touchdown, he'll score points for some reason out of the blue. So that's like my Off the Wall, which is a great album by Michael Jackson. But this is my Off the Wall right here.
So you calling Philly with the over?
Philly over. Yes, sir.
Okay. And I agree with you. Off the Wall is a great album. In my opinion, it's better than Thriller. It's
more bangers. It's better than anything that Prince has ever done. Anything that Prince has ever done.
No.
Yes.
I don't think
it's okay. It's okay. No.
I don't think Off the Wall is better than 1999.
What?
I don't think Off the Wall is better than Musicology.
What? Here we go with this thing. Just because y'all got some little strokes in off of the Prince album, y'all don't effectively watch and listen to music. You know what I'm saying? Just because Prince got you laid, don't mean it's good music. I'm just letting you know, Off the Wall alone is one of the greatest albums ever. Probably the greatest album ever, unless we include like the Beatles and like Stevie Wonder. So no, it's I'm not doing this. I'm not even having this argument today.
Okay, I'll give you an out. Off the Wall was better than Pandemonium.
Off the Wall is greater than anything.
Off the Wall was not greater than Diamonds and Pearls. Stop it!
Get out of here. Diamonds and Pearls don't have any hits. It's got one hit on it.
What?
Diamonds and Pearls compared to Off the Wall. Off the Wall has like at least two or three number one albums. You know what? We're giving BJ a headache. Let me stop.
No. All right, let me get my pick in.
This is a Tuesday. When it's me and you, and we get to go off the rails.
Let me get my pick in.
Hold on. Pen. We putting the pin in there.
I'm taking Philly with the over. Because I think Philly gets it back on track and gets it going. And I'll say this before we go on to the next game. Philly knows that the Batman soundtrack was better than Off the Wall. So we're going to move on to the next game.
This is blasphemous.
The Batman soundtrack had Scandalous on it.
Dear Dolores Carroll. Yes. Is that your mama's name? Dolores Carroll?
Yes. And yeah, she'll tell you the same thing. She'll press fame.
I just hope you don't kiss her with the lips that you just use to say those words. That's all I'm saying. I pray for her.
Woo! Lord have mercy. Lord.
Next game is the Monday night game. The Baltimore Ravens. 3.5-point favorites over the Jags. 40.5. It's a over-under. Oh, my God. Boss, let me get these stats for you to get, because this cat right here is he delusional.
Invincible is better than... Never mind. Go ahead.
Nah, the Eagles and the Seahawks were the Monday night game. The Ravens and the Jags.
Sunday night game.
Yeah, Sunday night game. Okay. So the visiting Baltimore Ravens, fourth in the league at 27 points a game. Second as points allowed at 16. 372 total yards a game, 215 passing yards, 19th. Number one running the ball on the ground, 157. Second in yards allowed at 284, and plus five is the turnover differential, good for eighth. The hometown Jacksonville Jaguars, 24 points a game is good for ninth. 22 points allowed, good for 19th. Total yards, 342, good for 12th. Passing yards, ninth, 242 a game. 99 rushing yards a game, good for 24th. Yards allowed, 357, 25th. And turnover differential, plus two, good for 12th. Big guy, give me that line again, that FanDuel line again.
Here's a guy.
There's a man.
There you go. 3.5.
It seems like everybody's almost 3.5 today.
Yeah,
Lions are very, very close today.
They make you dance with a double. Like the thing about it is the NFL is set up for this to be a 3-point ball game in most situations. So they're making you bite the bullet and either take the three and go under or take the Jags to cover, or they're trying to get you to take Baltimore to win by more than a touchdown. That's all this is.
Well, with that being said, I'm going to take Baltimore. I mean, I'm going to take the over at the 40.5. But I'm going to take the Jags to cover that 3.5. I think this will be a close ball game. I think Baltimore do some ravening to try to get a Jags game, but I think they're going to pull this out. It says 58 and overcast winds at 13 miles an hour at Everbank Stadium in Jacksonville. But Baltimore, they already got the formula for winning, which is running the ball. So, you know, run the ball, slow it down. But I think it's going to get over that 40.5. I think it's going to be close. So give me the Ravens, the Jags to cover the 3.5, and over the 40.5.
So all I'm gonna do is just say exactly what you just said. Give me the Ravens, give me the Jags to cover the 3.5, and the over. Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
That's exactly what I want. But I will give you this caveat, and I think Keaton Mitchell becomes a 100-yard rusher today for the Ravens. And that's going to be the key to their success today.
Shout out to Duval Paul on this one. I heard they're doing a teal out down there in Jacksonville for this game. So,
hey, real quick, or I'll put it in the comments. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Okay. I got to take Baltimore on this one. Got to take the over. Baltimore the over. I think this is a 24-20 ball game. Well, what's the over again? Yeah, that's 24-20. Yeah, I'm on the over. I'm right. 24-20 ball game. I agree. Baltimore has found the formula. Just run the ball, baby. Just run the damn ball. That's it and that's all. Last but not least,
yeah, KG, if you safe, just wink twice because you like you in a dangerous situation. No, I don't know. You just keep looking to the side, like you little, like it might be things might be precarious.
Oh, she brought me some water.
Oh, okay. I was a little nervous for you.
Well, let me be honest. Let me be transparent here. She brought me a honey butter biscuit that she just made.
Ooh.
So, and she brought me a biscuit dripping with honey. So,
because you know you like it moist and wet and sloppy.
She knows her husband.
There you go, baby.
Now he like it sticky.
Oh, the stickiest of icky.
Last but not least, the Washington football team Commanders take on the Los Angeles Rams. Rams are 6.5-point favorites. Over under is 49.5. My God, this is not going to be a pretty game. I'm just going to say that.
The Commanders. Welcome to the Commanders.
One of the Commanders fans want to read the stats for their visiting team.
So here we go. The Washington Commanders are 23rd at 20.1 points per game, 32nd in points allowed per game at 30.4. Total yards, they're 16th at 336.1. They're 11th in passing yards per game at 236.2. Rush yards per game, because Eric Bieniemy doesn't believe in running the football, they're 99.9 yards at 23rd. Yards per game allowed, they are 30th at 379.8. And turnover differential, and the reason we drafted Emmanuel Forbes is create turnovers, but we're still at minus 10 and 32nd in the league for the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are 10th in points per game at 23. They're 19th in points per game allowed with 22.3. Total yards per game, they're 10th with 350.5. Passing yards per game, they're 234.9, which is 12th. And rushing yards, they're 115.5, which gives them 12th in the league. Yards per game allowed, they're 339.9, which is 18th. And their turnover differential is minus 1, which is good for 17th in the league. Back to you guys.
Roll that bean footage.
I don't know if you want me to take this or you want the Midnight Rider to go first. Who wants to go first? Because
let me go first and let me get it out the way, as I know you guys got some things to say. This line is brought to you by FanDuel. The hometown team is 6.5-point favorites, and the over on it's 49.5. Here's two ways. I'm going to take the over in the 49.5, and there's two reasons. And the Midnight Rider read it, because Washington is absolutely horrible on defense. Another reason is Sam Howell. I think Washington scores enough points to push it over the 49.5. I got Sam Howell getting sacked five plus times today. Five plus. That might be my bold prediction. Five plus sacks for Sam Howell later on. But yeah, give me do I want to take the Rams in that 6.5? I'm taking the over on the 49.5. Give me the Rams in that 6.5. Matter of fact, I'm about to go on FanDuel, log in, let them verify my location, and tell them I want y'all to take my money today because I feel good. I know y'all gonna take it. It ain't coming back. Just take it. Just take it.
I don't know where you feel bad about this. Like if it was a song, what's that song? I feel good. I feel good all over. That's right down. I'm taking the Rams. I'm taking the 6.5. I'm taking over 49.5. And if there's a stat or they allow me to bet Aaron Donald sacks, I'm taking 3. I think Aaron Donald gets 3 sacks. That is my bold prediction today. Don't even get me in that segment. Just already put it in there. Aaron Donald, 3 sacks today. We're going to send him to the Pro Bowl because we already sent, what's his name, Kevon Thibodeau. He already got probably 8 sacks against the Commanders. So he going to the Pro Bowl. That's what we're going to do. You get a Pro Bowl, he get a Pro Bowl, he get a Pro Bowl. I feel like Oprah.
Aaron Donald is questionable today.
It doesn't even matter. Like, if he just happens to show up and he's a ghost of himself, he still might get 3 sacks today. Because, I don't know if we starting Sadiq Charles or not, because he is active, or he was activated to play in today's game. So we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, I'm anything Rams. Rams with the 6.5. We're taking the over.
What was yours, BJ? You was Rams too, right?
Yes, sir. Over the 49.5 and Rams with the 6.5.
We fattened up frogs with snakes, as my boy used to say.
Here's the thing. And pull my coat and follow me on this one. I see Washington winning. What they got? 4 games left?
Uh-huh.
I see them winning 3 out of the 4 games. Because it seems...
Hold on.
It's not a good thing. This is not a good thing. This is going to save Ron's job. No, this is just what the fuck this team does. Right now, they're sitting in the draft. They're sitting at number 4 with their first round pick. Every time they get a top 5 pick, and they, if it's not end of the season, they always do something to take themselves out of their top 5 and put themselves back into the middle of the pack.
Okay. I see. All right. I see where you're going with this.
I see them winning this game, and it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be an ugly win. It's going to be one of those wins where you're like, God, they really won that game? But it's also going to be possibly the turning point. Now, if you know what I'm talking about, if you remember, I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but every season, every great season has a turning point the season before. The 91 Redskins, their turning point came in the body bag game in 1990. Philly talked all that trash. They saw Philly in the playoffs. They demolished Philly. Then they got their shit beat out of them by San Francisco, but they came back the next season, and they ripped the league a new one. This has to be our turning point right here for the next regime to come in and say, okay, I've evaluated the talent from the last 4 games. This is what we're going with, and we're going to add new pieces. But I really feel like they're going to fuck up the draft position by winning the next 4 games, or 3 out of the 4. So I'm going to take Washington with this one. I'm going to take the under. And I'm going to say Sam Howell has a really, really brilliant game. He's played very well. If he doesn't make the Pro Bowl this year, something's wrong.
What Pro Bowl? What Pro Bowl?
I didn't say play in the Pro Bowl. I said if he doesn't make the Pro Bowl. Because, the Pro Bowl is just a flag football game. It's not even, it should be played after the Super Bowl in Honolulu like it normally is.
What album are they playing when they at the Pro Bowl? I'm just saying, they're supposed to be the best of the best, right? What album are they playing?
Toto's
musicology. It ain't musicology. It ain't nothing by Prince outside of Purple Rain. Prince gave you one good album. The rest of that
Wait a minute.
One great album.
Wait a minute.
Gave you one great album.
Jackie.
1999 is a good album.
Wow. Hold on.
You're a lot disrespectful.
Shoot. Michael Jackson gave you Who's Loving You and stole Smokey Robinson's song. That's the part that y'all don't understand. He stole Smokey's song. Come on, mama. Come on in here. I hear you chirping. What you got?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you. Hey.
Have you lost your mind?
I have not lost my mind.
Okay, well, we're going to have to listen to it together. We're going to go through his
whole catalog. All right, let's go. I'm down.
That's what we're going to do. So what's the time, date?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do
this
that.
This has to be
Off
a live
the Wall show. Is one of the greatest albums ever.
Okay. We'll see.
And I agree with you.
He agrees with him, but he's saying
you just
you saying an off the wall is better than
Prince. It's okay for Prince to be second. Like when I do like Prince.
That well, not all, not everybody's art is the best, but he got some for sure hitters.
No, I'm not saying he doesn't have hitters. He just ain't Michael Jackson hitters. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, even the 18-year-old was like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, the 18-year-old is probably brainwashed because he lives.
Oh no, not this one.
She brainwashed.
Nah, not this one. She listened to the Staple Sisters. All her stuff coming like from the 40s and 50s.
Now she
beyond.
Now she
okay. She an old soul.
She's telling y'all. No. She's pumping the Trolls album.
Jesus Christ.
She's pumping the Trolls album.
We're gonna do that, okay?
Where are we at on time?
We're at an hour and 6 minutes.
We gotta get through a couple of things. Let's do the short shots real quick. What's your short things is happening? Well, Midnight Ride already said Aaron Donald 3 sacks.
Okay.
I said Sam Howell getting sacked 5 times at least.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with Sam Howell throws 3 TDs.
Okay.
We on Sam All Balls right. today.
Bold predictions.
Bold predictions.
I'm going back.
Give me Josh Allen, 400 yards of total offense and 4 touchdowns.
Go ahead, KG.
Give me the Dallas Cowboys looking lost on how to stop the Bills' offense. Bills' offense is going to roll like a train today.
Give me Travis Kelce, 2 touchdowns, 100 yards, and 10 receptions.
Oh, what did I say on Josh Allen? 404?
Yeah.
405.
Oh,
look how shit.
405. 400 total yards, not just passing. 400 right. total and yards five off total TDs. And 5 total TDs. Give me that today.
All right.
And also give us that Off the Wall is the greatest album ever made.
We're not doing that. last but not least, what you eating today?
Oh, so I need help today.
Oh, let's go.
So today, because I decided to be a lazy shopper, and I went and I was expecting someone to bring me a roast. Instead, they brought me a London broil. So I'm thinking I should just go ahead and sear this up, cook it to a medium rare. And slice it and dice it with some onions and peppers and throw it over a bed of rice. That's what my thought process is.
Shit, that sounds good to me.
That sounds real good.
And I also have my chicken that I'm a slow cook and throw that just on the side for whatever rice I got.
Boss?
We about to do an afternoon breakfast.
Ooh,
there you go.
Afternoon breakfast. Nothing heavy. Some biscuits, some sausage, eggs, orange juice with the ton of pulp. You know, ton of pulp. You know, you talk, you just spit. You can't even get it out your mouth. That's how I like my orange juice. Thick.
Not even.
We're having baked chicken, sweet potatoes, broccoli, rice. No corn on the cob today. I thought that's what we said. No corn. No. We already got 1 starch. We good. So, baked chicken, sweet potatoes, rice, broccoli, gravy, and biscuits, and brownies for dessert.
Yo, shout out to BJ's wife because she always shows up. Like, I don't expect her to show up because this is like year 2 for me on the show, but she's shown up the last 2 episodes. So give her a shout out.
Yeah, you said something, Jay.
Like, yeah, I guess I'm the troll. I guess I don't know. I'm just KG's wife doing your hand.
Say hi.
Game.
Well, but, mine's right here.
Like, look at her. Like, it's amazing. She just pops in. Yeah.
What's your name?
Come
here.
Come here. Love it.
What's your name?
Nothing. We just talking about why I'm showing up.
All right. Y'all hear the Ray upstairs?
The classic from the week is still comment about titties. If I can have my titties out, you can't have your titties out.
Well, yeah.
That's the classic from this week.
And she told Xavier that.
Right.
So wrap that shit up.
All right, so here we go. Browns, Bears, real quick. Only reason I even want to bring this up is A, because of Flacco, B, because of Justin Fields, and C, because I listen to Cleveland radio and they're ready. Like they think this is another game that they can just go ahead and put up in the thing and add to the ledger and hopefully get themselves in the playoffs. I've heard Super Bowl, Super Browns all week this week. So Cleveland is high. They're living high on the hog, and they're doing it off of Flacco. And I think if Flacco continues to make David Njoku look like an actual option in the offense, him and Amari Cooper, I think this is a game that they can win. The only question is, can that defense corral Justin Fields, and make it a difficult ball game for him? Because if they can, then this is a win.
For sure.
Excuse me.
Okay. Boss BJ, final thoughts?
Not really. You know, I'm heavy on Bills on the mind, man. It's the scenario and how things are shaping up have become very interesting. We talked about it at the beginning of the show. But, you know, this team is just – it's crazy. I don't know if I've ever seen a team where you're not arguing with nobody that this team, when they're playing to the top of the elite and they can beat anybody, and that they're just not there. There's something wrong. Everybody agrees something wrong with this team. Can't put a finger on it. So, you know, at 425, my blood pressure be up. I'm going to take some cayenne pepper to help the blood get going and stuff. You know, I'm going to be prepared for it. But that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for to see what my Bills can do. So we'll see.
All right. I got to wait till 4:05 to watch Washington play. So I'll try to catch one of these early games and get some stuff done and go from there. But, hey, get your fantasy lineup set first and foremost. Once you get your fantasy lineup set, get your picks in because you got about 27 minutes to do both. Go to www.buyfortmose.com. Put in the discount code /discount/maniacs. Get yourself a tasty beverage. Have it on deck. That way, you know, by Christmas, you can have it on ice. You can have your nice sipper while you sit in front of the tree. Or you want to, if we get snow and it snows really heavy, you can sit on your porch, your deck, your terrace, and just listen to the snow while you sip a beautiful bourbon, a rye, or some whiskey. And if you like the Boss BJ, the man of the hour, Delonte, or the Nubian Sumo, you get you a nice stick to puff on while you out there. And just chill out, sip your drink, and enjoy yourself. So that is all the time we have for today. So for the Boss BJ, for the Midnight Rider, I'm the big guy, KG. Y'all know the motto, baby. We don't do no overtime.
We are just listening off the wall. Oh, my bad.
I'll see you offline. We out of here.